Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting second. The center fielder, Duke Carmel. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting eighth. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. And now, play ball. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Willie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Willie covering, for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 1 in the game. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie bunts in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to second. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Runnels moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cannell moves to second. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0-for-0 in the game. Willie strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool strikes out. There goes Cannell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Coleman. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carmel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-2 in the game. Goss hits a line drive into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harkness moves to third. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Al Moran. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ted Schreiber now playing shortstop. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schreiber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Carl Willie. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman fires to first and picks off Coleman. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Birnerth now pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0 for 3 in the game. Goss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Goss reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Goss scores. It's 3-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn is walked intentionally. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carmel strikes out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing center field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Astros. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillis strikes out. Coleman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lillis out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Ted Schreiber. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.